Does it make you want to eat?
Yeah.
Mission successful.
Really? Is that the mission?
The mission of any book with food in it is to make you want to eat.
I don't think that's true.
It is. It's unfortunately for you,
it
is.
You just made that up.
No, no.
You can't just make stuff up, Kyle.
I'm not making it up, and I can.
Different. Those are different thought processes. I think the last episode you were bumping it a bunch, and then Joe was eating in the back.
I didn't bump it a bunch. I touched it a few experimental times.
Yeah, well, you know. So,
does this make a sound?
Nope. Can't hear anything.
What's happening? Oh, there we go.
I'm the one that touches it a bunch.
Yeah, I know. Well, now the episode can start. How the hell do I get out of here? Sit stock, everybody.
I'm Kyle.
Kendrick. Stock.
You mean maybe you should introduce yourself?
Should I?
Maybe you should introduce yourself.
That's never been the protocol.
You're an adult.
It's never been the protocol.
How do I get out of here?
Just keep driving the only fucking way you can drive.
Well, there's lots of ways. I could go through there. I could put my car in that guy.
And then turn right when you get to the next stop sign.
This one that says no outlet.
Well, right. That's not a stop sign.
It is a stop sign.
But you didn't listen to what I said. You're being a jerk who won't drive around trucks.
So do I put it in the mailbox?
You could put anything in the mailbox once.
So I take a left or right here?
Right. That's what I said.
Right? Okay. I was too busy talking, Kyle.
Fair enough.
So anyway.
And then you take this street all the way down to the next stop sign and take another right.
Wow. It's almost like you got this figured out or some shit. Maybe. Oh, God. Why is that wobbling so much?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. More shit to fix.
Butt nuggets.
Well, everybody, welcome to Sit Sock, the back to the commute edition. Oh, God, this is way bigger than I thought it was. Jesus, fuck.
Back to the commute again.
I'm so sorry if you can hear any of the things that are happening when that thing bumps around all over the fucking place.
Should I try and hold it? I don't know what to do.
I'm
afraid I'll make it worse.
Hold it down.
What are these little things for? What was that?
Look at that stone child.
Oh. There's a stone child. That's deeply horrifying.
There's a bunch of them around.
Your whole neighborhood is just
like a
partially disturbing. What is this? Business?
Dude, it's like a speed bump without actually bumping you. Because you're like, oh shit, I shouldn't hit the curb. I better slow down.
What a colossal waste of time.
So if you're jaywalking, it makes it easier.
But it's not.
You fucking Rube.
But it's not actually helping you cross the street.
Sure it is.
Is that where RuPaul's name came from?
Left or right?
RuPaul? Rhubarb pie.
So I've been listening to this Murderbot
audiobook review.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do
Murderbot.
That.
You ever listen to Murderbot? They're a series of novellas. They won some awards. Hold on.
Oh.
Maybe that helped. Just gotta keep it away from Kyle.
I haven't fucking touched it once.
Yeah, that's why. Because I kept it away from you. You just touched it now.
You just did it.
You just...
Murderbot.
The Murderbot. The Chronicles. I can't remember. If you look up Murderbot, you'll find it. I don't think there's a lot of competition in the Murderbot space. It is recording, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. So the Murderbot, whatever it is...
Where Kendrick regains his confidence in recording software.
The hardware.
Hard software.
Wetware.
Whoa, cool.
No, it's not. Anyway.
Weldworks?
Mm. It's a brewery in Greeley.
Weldworks?
Yeah.
It sounds like an armor smith.
It's not, though. You don't weld armor, dummy.
You can weld armor.
No, you don't.
You can.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, well, just because you shouldn't do something doesn't mean you don't do it.
Does this light ever turn, or do we just live here now?
No, you're fine. It'll turn. You just got here at an asshole time when it was turning back to red.
See how that number is counting down?
No, I can't, because it's,
What is this Murderbot thing?
So that Murderbot is the first-hand chronicles of a security robot with organic components on
us. So a RoboCop.
Basically, but he was never human.
Ah. Like a reverse RoboCop.
Yeah.
But not like when you shoot somebody from a wall and then it comes back and hits
right.
you. Okay.
Correct.
Got it.
You're tracking. That's good.
Okay.
It's basically a robot, but he's got human bits, and he's a security robot. I don't know, actually.
Okay.
I didn't check.
Derailed.
But he his first hand chronicles about how annoying everybody is and how much he really wants to kill them, but it's too much work, basically.
What?
he's on the space. And there's a bunch of shit that happens, but it's essentially this snarky robot that's smarter than everybody, and he knows he's smarter than everybody, and he's a real piece of shit. And he was just talking here about how much he's doing the second one right now. He's on this expedition he stowed away on, and he just like hacks the ships, because a lot of the ships have like personalities, like they have robot brains.
Mm-hmm.
So he just like convinces them, like, yeah, I'm supposed to be here, so just delete me out of your records, it's fine. It's like, oh, and they're like, okay, cool. It's like, yeah, that sounds
pretty cool, actually.
It's really fun.
Is it supposed to be funny?
Kate got it. Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's sci-fi, so it's you know, spacey. There's some stuff that happens, and some violence and whatnot, but it's mostly just this guy sitting there snarkily wanting to just watch TV all the time, because he's got all the feeds and stuff from all of the various shows in his head, and he just wants to do that, but then, like, stuff happens, he's like, ah, oh, guess I gotta murder these things then. Like,
and it's called the Murderbot Chronicles?
It's called Murderbot Summer, there. I can't remember which one it is, but there's something to do with Murderbots.
Hot, Wet Murderbot Summer?
Hot, Wet Murderbot Summer. That's the third one, I think. I haven't got that far.
Gross.
I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it.
Okay.
Kate told me about them. They're very good.
Okay. Well, that's the episode for today.
Well, no, I mean, I was late today because...
Amy, did you have any books that you've read recently that you want to review on the podcast?
I just started one called A Year in Provence.
Ooh.
It's about food, and that's it. It's just a guy eating a lot.
That sounds pretentious.
It's so sweet.
What is Provence? Is it a place?
Yeah.
Okay.
France.
I'm gonna be like.
He like moved there with his wife, and I just got through the part where there's these shitty fucky winds that are like, they're like, we're from England, this is fine, we know cold and miserable, and then they did not know cold and miserable, and so they went to some guy's house and ate like really really good food until they were so stuffed they couldn't feel it on the way back, and then like slept for the whole night.
That's the whole book, or that's just the like first chapter or something?
It's like one of the chapters.
Oh, okay.
Assuming I'm taking 36.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get in the right lane after the light.
Just put my car in those people's cars?
You could do that. You know, the way you drive is really up to you. You just gotta commit and get her done.
You can do what you want.
So do you want, like, does it have any recipes in it? Or, like, is it just like,
people eating?
People.
It's just talking about the food. There might be recipes in the back. I haven't gone that far. I don't know.
Crazy. Does it make you want to eat?
Yeah.
Mission successful.
I don't... Really? Is that the mission?
The mission of any book with food in it is to make you want to eat.
I don't think that's true.
It is. It's unfortunately for you,
it is. I think you just made that up.
No, no.
You can't just make stuff up, Kyle.
I'm not making it up, and I can.
Different. Those are different thought processes. Really undermining your credibility there.
You're undermining my credibility.
I am.
All the time.
Actively doing so. Intentionally.
Well, I've been reading a lot of different... Well, listening to a lot of different series.
Like you read.
I'm not a good reader. I can't read good.
Do you need to go to the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Want to Learn to Read Good and Other Things?
Yeah, probably.
It's called? I think I got
it. But I don't know if they'll let me in because I'm not a kid.
Well, they won't let you in because it's a center for ants.
Well, I don't know why... do ants have children?
I mean... Everybody has children, except you fucking millennials.
As in you, as well?
Yeah. No, I'm one of those too.
But I've been listening to a lot of Brandon Sanderson, so I won't go deep into that.
I do need to talk to you about where to start with Sanderson, because I've got a bunch of books, and I think if I ask Kate again, she'll get mad, because I think I've asked her before, but
I will. I have not read all of it, but I've read, like, three different series.
So Kate and I, like, merged our Audible accounts.
You can do that?
You can have, like, a family account thing, and so I...
You can't do that with Prime, so I thought you couldn't do it with Audible.
You can do it with both of those things.
With Prime, you can't really do it, though, because it, like, basically overrides one of the accounts and makes someone else from an old account a user on your account.
Right, yeah. So she didn't have a Prime account,
okay. But
she had an Audible account, and okay. I got to convert, right? We associated her Audible account with my Audible account, and then now I just got a shitload of books that showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't really know what they all are, and I know I talked to her about it and I forgot, so sure. I can't remember where a good starting spot is.
I mean, the two that I think are the best, well, there's only two series I've read more than one book for that have more than, like, cause Launchers is a not a series, it's just a single book.
So does he write a lot of single books, or does he write a lot of series?
I believe he's a trilogy man. Like, he typically writes three books.
Trilobites.
Yeah, three books in a Cosmere.
That's what they're called, right?
Yeah, they're like those little, like fossil aliens.
Yeah, trilobites. Yeah. That's the guys who write trilogies.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to them, pedagogies, the ones who write five.
Pedophiles?
No, pedagogies. They're pedagogies.
Pedophilia.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that right?
Pederast?
Saying that right? Pederast.
Peter File.
The only two that I've read are the Mistborn series, the first two of the Mistborn series, and the first two.
What's the first one called? Mistborn series. Is it just called Mistborn?
I think. No, there's a name for it. I'll look it
up. So this is the thing I run into, and Audible, if you're listening, get your shit together, because the metadata and searching and organization aspects of the Android app are garbage.
The Final Empire is what it's called.
Final Empire. Yeah. I wouldn't have started with that. So
yeah, it kind of was weird. I had to look it up, and I was like, "Are you sure this the final?
Sure, the Final Empire is the right place to start." No. So have you used Audible's Android app? You must have.
I use it all the time now. Yeah.
You're literally about to start listening to a book.
And then the man ran around. But
the worst audiobook voice ever. No, it's like I want to go find the first book in this series. It doesn't do that at all. It has absolutely no capacity for that. You have to already know exactly the book that you want to read.
Yeah.
And then you go to it specifically by name.
They did add something.
By scrolling through it, because even searching doesn't work very well. Like, everything about that interface blows.
If you can find one book, it tells you what book number it is in the series. Which,
not always.
For the Brandon Sanderson one,
okay,
it does.
So it sounds like
the Dresden
Sanderson
Files,
it
does.
Dresden doesn't.
It does.
Not in the summaries.
Oh, I've seen
You have
it.
To go to the storefront.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, but none of that's in the app. You have to go to the web storefront.
Oh, I'll have to look it up. I can send you some screenshots. I can explain to you how to use it like an adult.
You can get to that from there, but you have to then go there, and if you already own the book, then you have to go back to the other screen to go find the name. And it's like, why didn't you just expose the storefront data inside the app itself?
Because you're still paying them regardless.
No, you're not wrong. It's just stupid.
Well... Anyway.
It's frustrating. Like, you got the data. You have the data. Why didn't you let me see the data?
What if it's like how we like record and I don't know, label our podcast? Like, do you label it with what episode it is in the metadata?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't do that shit.
I do. I number each one, which properly aligns the feeds, and then we've got feeds published in a number of places.
Well, I mean, in the WordPress, I do that, but I don't do that when I'm saving the file from Audacity. Like,
well, no, but you don't need to, because we've got all of the metadata in one XML structure. That's how the feed works.
So we don't need to save it as part of the file. We just save it as part of the feed.
No, because the file's referenced in the feed. But I have access to the feed, effectively the feed data in Audible.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, they're like, nah, we're going to give you a bullshit summary that does not actually contain any useful information. And then we're going to keep all that metadata elsewhere.
Well,
and then you don't get to see it unless you go to the store.
Well, luckily for you, Sanderson books have the number in the series it's supposed to be if you get to the storefront.
Right, but I just don't want to have to go to the storefront. I want it to be in the fucking book library, the library I have.
I don't want to do that.
I love audiobooks, I should say. The state of audiobook stores and whatnot is ripe for disruption.
Oh, yeah. There's a few... Yeah, there's no really easy way to see it. But yeah, so you could start with...
I just need to sit down and organize it, but the time I always need it is when I'm getting in my car or a book just ended, or I'm going, what's that book I want to listen to? And I don't want to sit down and spend 30 minutes researching to remember what book it was. So I have to do all this work around it. Like, I have to go to my Keep, maybe, and make a list of books I should read.
I just Google, the series and then usually...
And the problem also is I always forget the series names because people... bombard me with 30,000 names, and I'm like, what was that one? Sanderson, that book that Sanderson had that had the fantasy thing with the novel magic system? I'm like, great.
You mean
Google is not helping me here, right? Yeah, it had like metal.
At this next exit.
Not this exit.
Yes.
The next exit.
You can get off at this exit.
This exit?
You can get off at either one.
Why would I get off at this exit?
We typically get off at this exit.
Why would I get off at this exit?
Because it's just less light, less stuff.
Less stuff, huh?
I don't know. You follow your heart, dude.
I mean, I used to take that one.
That's okay. You can do either.
Well, I mean, now I don't really know where I'm going, so...
That's fine. You chose this life.
Well,
you said don't do this, and then you're, doing it anyway, so I'm not really
I'm following your fucking instructions.
What you were trying to accomplish.
And I've never regretted it more.
just keep going straight for a long time like I normally give you instructions for.
Okay.
And then you'll be fine.
So I just stop a bunch of stoplights. That's kind of cool.
It's just the one stoplight, really.
Yeah, I guess if you like stoplights, this is a cool way to go.
So, I don't know. It depends on if you like soul-based magic or like metal-based magic.
I also like that the Sanderson method for picking series is based off of, well, which kind of magic do you like?
It's just the easiest way to differentiate them.
This puppy's got all the magic you wanted.
I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like a better way to differentiate those books. They all have slavery and servitude. They all have elitist hierarchies.
I'm 100% a fan of those things.
They all have the nobles having more power than the serfs.
It's like basically real life, yeah.
Yeah. But it's always like a noble, a like mixture between noble and serf is the one who disrupts the whole hierarchy. But it's just like, which avenue would you like?
There's a dog over there.
Which,
that's a heckin' chonker dog. Did you see that dog?
Yep.
What the heck was that dog? He was like part husky, part like
Pomeranian.
Yeah, something chunky and small. He was he had little stubby legs, but he had a cute little face. Sorry. 100% distracted by a dog.
Dog, there's a ton of dogs that walk around here, I think.
It's almost like a bunch of people live in apartments and walk dogs here.
I never got that, owning a dog in an apartment just seems like a really mean thing.
Kate used to live in an apartment with Han, and you can just think about how terrible that was.
Yeah, I guess it's not mean, because if you really want a dog...
Blows, by the way.
What?
I'm fine with it. Just so you know.
Yeah, okay, well, you're entitled to your wrong opinion.
It's fine, just next time you should just take the other one.
I'm good. I like this kind of little peaceful jaunt.
It's all bouncy, and there's joggers and dogs everywhere.
But there's nobody's messing with you. Like,
you're so excited about the dog.
You're just like...
I was excited about it.
Looking at stuff and complaining about it. That's just your MO this morning.
There's like 15,000 stoplights in that guy.
There's two.
Look at that guy.
Yeah, like the amount of salt.
No, it's not. There's only
that. You turn right at this one. You turn right at this one.
No, you don't go this way.
And then you have to
No.
You turn right at one up there.
No, you guys are totally wrong.
Oh, because you can just
you go the other way. Yeah, you go. You don't go anywhere in this shit. You just come up the Northwest Parkway entrance and take a right and get right into the parking lot, the side you want to go to.
Yeah, forgetting about that little guy.
Yeah, that's...
But I'm okay with this little guy.
There's all these fucking left turns
it's
and shit.
Okay, man. There's only one. There's only the one left
stupid.
Turn.
Stupid. Dumb and inefficient.
It's okay. Bitch. It's called the scenic route, bro.
I don't want a scenic route. I have to go to
work.
I didn't
ask you what you wanted. No. Nobody at any point asked you what you wanted.
You're not wrong. And then I gotta drive through the... Oh, God, I have to drive past Sales?
Hi.
Jesus,
hi,
Sales. Fuck.
Hi, breakfast that I'm about to eat.
Joe Quick, too? Fuck.
Hi, Joe Quick.
This is awful. No, I come in the other side of the parking lot like a normal person.
That tree looks sad.
Hi, sad tree.
No, actually, I've been really trying to be less salty. I've realized I've been on a super salt kick, and I was trying to, snap working. Out of it, and it's not working. It is not working. I'm really struggling.
You, yesterday, for a slight period of time, or maybe it was Tuesday... We're excited.
Yes.
For work.
Yes. Monday. No, I was stoked to come in here, and I still am.
No, he said it the other day. He was like, I was most excited about getting the food I was going to try today.
Well, yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God.
But, no, I was super, like, this morning, I was waiting for the dog, because he was being a punk. Like, he was like, I'm not going to eat my breakfast.
Oh, well.
It's like, hon, I'm going to punch you.
Do you have to take the food away or something?
No, but the cat eats it.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So I have
that's
to, right. And I ended up just letting the cat eat it. Because he just looked at me like, I'm looking at him like, fuck it. Then I left. He's like, well, you're not supposed to do that. Like, he got, I wasn't playing his game, and he was like, frustrated. No, you're supposed to, come on. So.
Can you, like, jingle it a little bit at me?
Like, come on, man. Because I don't put up with as much bullshit as Kate does. But, I'm getting in the car and driving along. I'm like, man, I've been so salty this morning. And like, all in general, I got to chill. I really got to stop being that.
That was
like,
this morning.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And then I hit that truck.
Oh.
That's how I sent that. I got to put a picture of the truck in the thing here. Because then he was just there. And it was like, well, that lasted all of 10 minutes.
In the middle of Federal.
Wait. Yes.
Like, so not like it's some
back
turn. Street.
He was taking a left turn.
That makes it sound like you hit the truck.
I didn't actually strike the truck.
You did not.
No trucks were stricken.
It was just stopped in the road.
Yeah. Oh, man. There's. Oh, boy. Running people. They were running, and now they're checking their phones to see how well they ran.
Hey, do you see how well I ran?
Their watch.
My run metric is higher than your metric.
It's just those guys. Anyway, so yeah, I was like, I really actually made it a concerted effort this morning. Like, I'm going to be less salty. And then that happened. I'm like, well, fuck that. I guess I'm back to Saltville. And then you had to be driving this really dumbass route for morons.
And then you had to look at runners. Two runners, you know.
Curmudgeon face.
Why don't you just take this road over here that has like one stoplight?
Fuck you, that's
never
why.
Really thought about it.
Okay, that's fine.
It's that area at the exit is usually more congested because of the clusterfuckery that is the other side of the street.
I suppose.
But I haven't really like evaluated it because I haven't needed to. There was no need to spend save like an extra 2 minutes.
Inefficient with your time.
It's not inefficiency if I'm getting joy out of it.
We are recording a podcast for the lulz, Amy. I'm
gonna
fix my parking here.
In that other route that we took.
I'll give you this for the purposes of the podcast. It was better because we had.
I thought we were gonna talk about books today.
We had a dog distraction that was good.
The dog distraction, if you will.
Dog distraction, indeed. There we go. That's slightly better.
No.
Okay, well.
I'm going to get pancakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might get pancakes. Okay, everybody, like, comment, and subscribe to here. And then maybe we'll actually have a podcast on the way home about the decadence of our new office space and the sheer ridiculous over-the-topness of some of the
amenities. I wasn't
going
to talk about it just because I feel like people would then start to not be friends with me
Check
anymore.
Check your fucking privilege, Kyle. But
well,
anyway.
Is not talking about it a bad thing? Are you supposed to brag about privilege?
No. You are checking your privilege, and I'm yelling at you for doing it.
Oh. It's like I can't win.
You cannot. You are white male. You just win by actually winning. You don't get to win the victim game.